All right, folks, we are live and we're streaming video too over at PrisonPlanet.tv. Fourth hour, big hour. We're going to have Jim Tucker on. For those watching me on the television, I am a little burnt up. I caught some sun going out to San Antonio yesterday. Man, the heat here is brutal in Texas. Don't let them tell you any different. I'm burned up. Oh, man, I'm looking at myself on the camera. I got like a big red nose and red blotches everywhere. What can you do? All right, so I've listened to the clip, and as far as I can tell, there are no curse words. Rosie called in to Howard Stern. She commended him for going after the FCC and criticizing the Bush administration, said that she was very inspired by that. However, Howard dropped an F-bomb, so we had to skip over that part. But here we go. Here she starts to get into the World Trade Center.
Trouble. What's going on with you and 9/11? You're one of those people that believes that something, some kind of conspiracy happened?
I do not believe the official story. It defies the laws of physics.
That's what Jesse Ventura said.
How
here.
Much of a physicist are you, though?
Yes.
Well,
Rosie.
I'm like everyone else. I was in New York, like you all were. It was probably the most defining moment of my adult life.
Right.
And I went and researched it, like everyone else. I watched Building 7 come down the way we watched all those old hotels in Vegas be demolished. Demolished.
Right.
It defies the laws of physics. If you throw a billiard ball off the top of the World Trade Center, it would hit the bottom in 10 seconds. Those buildings fell at free fall speed with no resistance. The only way to do that with 47 steel girders in the middle is through explosive devices. So, you know, to me, it is something like the Kennedy assassination. There are some people I said, what do you think? You think that it was Lee Harvey Oswald?
I do.
Alone?
I actually do.
You do.
I do believe he acted alone. I asked Arlen Specter about it. It makes sense to me.
All right. We're going to stop it right there because I didn't listen beyond that point. But he asked Arlen Specter was good enough to come on Stern, one of the cover-up guys over at the Warren Commission. And Stern believes him because he's a nice guy and he came on. Hey, I've seen Arlen Specter talk. You know, he can be pleasant. He admitted that it looks like the anthrax attacks were indeed from an inside source. He's the one that chaired the hearings regarding Able Danger. You know, he was one of the few guys that showed up. Biden was another one. We just mentioned Biden, so I thought I'd give Joey B. a little plug there as well. But there it is. Howard still wants to cling on to the fact that Oswald acted alone. He doesn't want to look into 9/11. Rosie O'Donnell, big ups. Way to keep it on. Way not to back down. Way not to avoid the question. You and Jesse Ventura are tops on my list. I mean, Ventura is on another level because, you know, he was the governor, and he is just fearless. He commands respect, ex-Navy SEAL, big guy, celebrity, you know, can bring more people in. But Rosie O'Donnell did it first, and way to stick to your guns, Rosie. I'm sure we're going to post a story about that on Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. I think we're actually the first to have the MP3, so we'll see what happens. I'm going to listen to the rest of that in a break. Check it out. Remember, Jim Tucker's going to be on momentarily, and Alex Jones and crew have left to go to the big Bilderberg conference. Again, not since 2002 has it been in Chantilly, Virginia. This seems like a bit of a stakeout. It looks like it's pretty well secluded. There's a little bit of video of what the hotel entrance looks like, where it's located in D.C. But what's worrying me most about this Bilderberg meeting is that it's going to be awful easy for these guys to bring in other military officials, other insiders in Washington who wouldn't normally go to the meeting. And what do I mean by that? Well, this is a weekend retreat. This is not the two-week resort in Bohemian Grove where there's members and then there's guests and some people are flown in for a couple days with meetings with specific people. The Bilderberg group is notorious for having a revolving list. For instance, when John Edwards was made to be the vice presidential nominee, he went to Bilderberg, okay? He doesn't go to Bilderberg every year. He's been to Bilderberg, I think, once since. But perhaps he'll be showing up for this next Bilderberg. It's my suspicion that he will be the vice presidential nominee. But they're going to be able to bring in all sorts of generals, diplomats, and work out kind of side programs. Not everybody's in on everything, folks. So we're going to be back. We're going to be talking with Jim Tucker about these subjects in Bilderberg. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. And remember, the stream's over at PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49, for our special price of only $39.99, with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Sole salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYWellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Soleil wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Soleil Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, folks, we're back. It's The Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis, subbing in as Alex ventures off to the Bilderberg Conference in Chantilly, Virginia. And on the line is the pioneer journalist who has covered the Bilderberg Conference for longer than anybody else. We carry his book. He's done an amazing amount of work and research to expose these guys. You know, he works for American Free Press. He's constantly writing real articles about real issues. His name is Jim Tucker. He's going to be meeting Alex Jones out there. Jim, it is a pleasure to talk to you.
It's always fun, Alex.
Now, you're down there right now. Have you gotten to the conference yet? Are you down in Chantilly?
No, but I'll be there early tomorrow morning.
So you'll be there tomorrow to meet Alex and the gang. Very, 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 very exciting stuff. Now, I want to, before we discuss what you think is going to be on the table for this conference and who the attendees are, I want to flash back to 2002 when they held this conference in the same place. Now, as I understand it, this was the first Bilderberg meeting since 9/11 had occurred. And they made some pretty, or is it, or was it the second?
Well, let's see. 2002 was the first Bilderberg meeting after 9/11, mm-hmm. and we thought that perhaps they picked Chantilly, mm-hmm. Simply because it was convenient to Dulles Airport. They're worried about terrorists striking again, and we all were afraid of another 9/11 size attack at that time. And interestingly, at that meeting, it was the first time I've ever discerned a real split among Bilderberg. The European Bilderbergs opposed the upcoming invasion of Afghanistan, and then, of course, Iraq. The most American Bilderbergs favored it, but to pacify the Europeans, Secretary of Defense Rumsfeld trots out from the Pentagon on a Saturday to address Bilderberg. In his address, he promised that there would be no invasion of Iraq or Afghanistan this year, being that year of 2002.
Mm-hmm.
But meanwhile, all the major newspapers, including the Washington Post and New York Times, L.A. Times, all controlled by Bilderberg, were saying that the invasion will come this year, late summer or early fall at the latest. Jimmy Lee Hogan sat through that speech, as did of the Washington, associate editor of the Washington Post, as did Donald Graham, the publisher of the Washington Post.
Mm-hmm.
The Post has been represented at Bilderberg meetings since they first invented themselves in 1954. And he heard that. He knew there'd be no invasion. But their loyalty to Speak Nothing was so strong, he did not go back to his own newspapers. They stopped saying there'll be an invasion this year because there will not be. Do not ask me how I know, but I'm the associate editor. I do know. And Donald Graham, the publisher, could have said the same thing to the news staff. But no, they did not say a word about it. They let their own newspaper be wrong about it, along with the other newspapers. And, of course, the New York Times and L.A. Times and Financial Times and so forth, they did not report on that speech either. They just let the newspapers continue to be wrong. That is very high devotion to their sworn duty to reveal nothing.
Mm-hmm. And what do you think is going to be on the table this year? Are we going to be talking Iran? Are we going to be talking vice presidential candidates? I think that there's a reason that's in D.C. this year. I feel like it's going to be a lot easier for them to access, you know, Washington insiders, diplomats, military personnel, if they only want them to sit in on a half an hour or an hour-long meeting instead of taking part in the entire conference.
Well, yes, it does make it easier for our bureaucrats to duck over. For example, the President of the United States has never attended Bilderberg, except Bill Clinton did the year before he was elected. He's obscure governor of Arkansas in 1991, 1992, as elected president.
Mm-hmm.
But as president, none have dared to attend because every White House reporter is given his daily schedule every day, size of a paperback Western novel, counting for every minute of his time. And there's no way he could block out even 3 hours in the middle of a day or evening and call it private time and get away with it. So they don't go. But bureaucrats can. And of course, Rummy can roll over on Saturday. There's not much press at the Pentagon on Saturday, on most Saturdays. And rather obscurely, he does have to account for a couple of hours of his time on a Saturday morning. And he did make that promise. You're right, that it is easier for bureaucrats to duck in and get their marching orders when they're meeting in Washington. Although, wherever they meet, they have high officials in the Treasury Department, State Department, Defense Department, and high officials of the White House attending to get their orders. But it does make it more convenient.
Now, in the past few years, there's been a little bit more light shed on Bilderberg. Daniel Escalons wrote his book. Some mainstream medias in the Netherlands and even in Canada have now reported on it. Do you expect some sort of a turnout by any sort of mainstream journalist, or do you think it's going to be you, Alex, and a couple, you know, rogue journalists who are not part of the mainstream?
You probably summarized it pretty well because, as I've mentioned before, in Europe we have heavy collaboration with broadcasters and newspapers, but they're on a limited budget. They have a lot of newspapers, but that competition means that there's not all that advertising revenue for any one newspaper, so they simply can't afford to send reporters across the pond. If they're on the continent, they'll have their reporters drive 800 miles
mm-hmm.
Or take a train. But the they just don't send them, many of them, to...
So what you're saying is the international press is probably going to have to rely on the information that you yourself get out of Bilderberg, correct?
Yes, but they'll help back, too, because when their guys get home, they'll torture them a bit. Sometimes some information escapes.
Gotcha.
And then they feed that to us. We confirm and go with it.
Now, have you gotten a list of who's going to be attending yet?
No, and they're going to try hard not to provide a list. They're still hoping that there'll be no attention, that the meeting will be completely unreported, and Now, in the past, when they say no list, never, ever, and they've realized, and this is more typical of Europe, that there's so many people identified going in, that they'll look like asses. If they don't, then they'll put it on the Internet. And it is still possible they'll dump it on the Internet next Monday. Next Monday. But I doubt it because I think that we need to identify as many by sight as we can going in.
Mm-hmm.
And use other means to find out who's there and publish as many names as possible.
As best you can tell, what's on the table? Is it who's going to be the vice president nomination for the Democrats and the Republicans? Is it who's going to be the presidential nomination for the Democrats? Well, is it going to be Iran? Is it going to be the economy? Is it going to be all of these issues?
All of these things. On the presidential level, they already are confident that they own all three candidates, mm-hmm. McCain, Obama, and Hillary, if she pulls off a miracle of some kind, they own them all, and all will support, regardless of their political posture, all will support NAFTA, extending NAFTA. In fact, Jimmy Lee Hoagland of the Washington Post is going to be speaking at the Bilderberg meeting, explaining how Americans have to learn how to pool their sovereignty, is this new term.
Oh, so they're basically going to be talking about the North American Union a lot here, too.
Yeah, exactly. And Americans must be educated to accept a pooling of their sovereignty so we can build a strong economic union here in North America. And, of course, we all know where that's supposed to lead to the...
Yeah, this has been on the agenda for quite some time now. We have the SPP documents, the Securities and Prosperity Partnerships, where Bush, Vicente Fox, and the president of Canada got together without the American people's knowledge, without the Canadian people's knowledge, decided they were going to build this superstructure of four superhighways gutting through the country and pass all these trade agreements that will essentially deteriorate our borders both along Canada and Mexico and build this North American Union. We've had CAFTA since 2004. We've had NAFTA prior to that, and it really looks like they're ready to take that next step, Jim.
Yes, the next step as far as the world government, they've stepped toward the American Union along the lines of the European Union, is this North American free trade thing. NAFTA is to expand throughout the Western Hemisphere, as you know. Now, Bilderberg is behind schedule, though. They're disappointed in themselves to some extent because in the 1990s, they were confidently predicting that by the year 2000, would have an American Union type of state of a trade zone.
Well, I feel like we keep pushing them back.
Mm-hmm. We have to just have to keep fighting, like we fought it, like the founders fought in Valley Forge. We have to keep fighting for our sovereignty and our nationhood.
Well, I agree with you there, and I think we keep pushing back their plan, although incrementally, it does seem to keep moving forward. Now, last year, you said that it was on the table that they were discussing the Ron Paul and this Patriot Movement problem they were having. Do you think that they're going to be discussing Ron Paul again this year?
Yes, because they worried about the permanency of Ron Paul at the Trilateral Commission meeting in Washington a couple of weeks ago. Did you know the Trilateral Commission is their junior varsity? They have interlocking leadership,
mm-hmm.
Common agenda. In fact, the Trilateral agenda tells us much about the Bilderberg agenda because they're very much the same.
Mm-hmm. I have heard that. I did not know that they discussed Ron Paul yet again at the Trilateral meeting. That's a big story right there, Jim. I mean, what are they trying to do? To contain him? To get him out of office altogether? I mean, he has a number one book on the New York Times best-selling list. It's going to be hard to keep this guy silent. I mean, they've done a poor job in doing so.
And the fact that they are worried about Ron Paul, promotes Ron Paul among our readers and your viewers, well, they're concerned. They've expressed their concern that he's educating a young generation of Americans.
And he absolutely is.
In nationalism, which is a wicked term in their view.
Absolutely. It's Jim Tucker. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show.
If you've been thinking of acquiring a Rife machine, this is the time for action. At JW Labs, we build machines that are twice as powerful as Dr. Rife's most potent devices. Our Model A is a solid-state equivalent to our legendary vacuum tube-based instrument. It's much more affordable and easy to use. With JW Labs Model A, you will sweep through the entire range of frequencies known to be effective for viruses, bacteria, and more. Our customers report increased energy, reduction of pain, and relief from conditions untouched by conventional treatments. JW Labs has been building Rife machines for over 20 years. Let us help you take back your power regarding your health. Learn more at jwlabs.com. That's jwlabs.com. Or call us today at 888-891-1122. 888-891-1122.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at HempUSA.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Man thinks, cause he rules it up, he can do with it as he please. And if things don't change him, he will. For a man has invaded his doom. First step was touching the moon. Now there's a woman on my block. Should just sit there.
All right. We are back. It is the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis, subbing in for Alex for the rest of the week as he's out at Bilderberg with Jim Tucker, who we have on the line. I want to remind people that the money bomb is still going on until Friday. We're going to release the totals after we get all the checks and everything else on Friday, let you know how much we've made. We've made over $200,000 to go towards a new television station, that fights the info war, folks. I'm very psyched up for that. I'm going to be playing more of that Stern clip in a little while, and we're going to take your phone calls in the last half hour of the show. I want to let people know that I have a little website, loosechange911.com. You can go check out my blog. I just posted, I think, five or six clips of Mineta describing what happened in the PEOC on 9/11, and we update that every day or so. And if you want to get a hard copy, a loose change, we would appreciate it. You can make copies, hand those films out. It's been very effective for us so far. Getting back to Jim Tucker, an amazing journalist for, geez, Jim, you've been covering Bilderberg for what, almost 30 years now? Are you with us, Jim?
Yeah.
How long have you been covering Bilderberg?
Since 1975, when the spotlight was introduced to the American
public. Wow, so that's 30-plus years. 30-plus years.
Well, eventually from the desk, I was desk-bound, mm-hmm. then I started doing it myself a few years later.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I've seen some amazing specials on you on this information. When I was first introduced to Bilderberg, you were the main guy, the guy that's been going out there for years and years and years and talking about how could this organization exist and you not know it, and then to find out who it consists of, how it's part of this elite control over the world towards this one world government agenda. It's mind-blowing stuff, and I'd like to get your take on what you think the plan is for the Middle East. What are they going to be talking about? Are they going to be talking about Iran, how to provoke an attack, how to go into Iran? What do you think?
I think the European will oppose the invasion of Iran, for which, as you know, our public is being politically conditioned to view as necessary for our survival and all of that jazz. I think the Europeans will oppose that, even as they opposed the invasion of Iraq and Afghanistan. Oh, by the way, I wish we had more off-air time to talk, but I was told to stand by for, call it 3 o'clock our time, or about 15 minutes, and today's our deadline, so we'll have to hurry this along a little bit.
Okay, sure. Whenever you have to go, just let me know. So do you think that Iran is going to be, what do you think they're going to decide? Are they going to decide to back off, wait for a new administration to come in, or do you think that they're more likely to say, let's provocate an event to get us into Iran during the transition period, you know, before, after the elections? What are Jim Tucker's thoughts on the matter?
I think, to their credit, and I can't remember ever saying this before, that the Europeans will pressure the U.S. government not to invade and leave it dangle for the next man in the White House to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
I think they'll just pressure Bush to not do it as badly as he wants to do it. And, of course, as the whole world does, troops are spread too thin. We're now recruiting for combat through age 42, but in all of World War II, the combat age limit was age 38. We're now accepting felons and fat guys into the service who would not qualify in World War II. We're spread that thin. And the so-called no-draft years, although the backdoor draft, as we've mentioned, exists when they say, even though your term is up, we're not going to let you go for 3 more years because we need you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the recruiting sergeant did not tell the recruit that even though you've only enlisted for 3 years, we can make you stay 6 years. But all that's happening. I'll have to tell you goodbye very shortly there. Any last...
Jim, I just wish you the best over at Bilderberg. I hope you and Alex get some great material. I hope you'll be checking in with Alex in the next few days. And God bless
you,
sir. And I just, you know, I got to commend you for all the great work that you've done for this country. And, you know, just keep moving along. People are listening, Jim.
Okay, thank you very much. And I'll be talking to you from the Bilderberg thing, I think, Thursday or Friday, Alex said.
All right, yes, definitely. All right, that's Jim Tucker, ladies and gentlemen. One of the great patriots of this nation, one of the true journalists that's going after the real stories. Well, it looks like we got another break coming up already. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, LooseChange911.com. I'm Jason Burmis. We'll be back after this. PrisonPlanet.tv to check out the video feed.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients. most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs. Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
This is Steve Shank, J. Michael Stevens Group. Let's get real. Flour is already being rationed. Prices on food are getting so high, warehouses are installing security systems and guards. You can expect soon to see criminal activity in food. We're all in a foot race as to whether the food will become so expensive we can't afford it, or there will be no food at any price. We can't grow enough of our own food, even with genetically altered trash. It will give you the opportunity to eat perfectly engineered food. They think God didn't get it right, so Monsanto had to step in. If you think it's a little bit crazy to put in a supply of food, it's okay. We won't tell. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. It may be a little bit crazy, but that's okay. Because there is no such thing as a little bit dead.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have a...
All right, folks, it's the Alex Jones Show. We are back. And I'm going to be playing a couple clips, taking a couple phone calls right now. The first clip I want to play before I get back to the Rosie O'Donnell, Building 7, on Howard Stern, dropping some bombs, I want to play Bill Clinton admitting to attending the Bilderberg Conference. Now, not only does he admit to attending the Bilderberg Conference, but he also admits that they set policy there. He, however, denies that he was involved in setting any policy. He was there to talk to some Europeans about what was going to happen in Russia. But he surely does admit, hey, I've been to the Bilderberg Conference. It does exist. It's not some kind of made-up thing. And then his wife gets confronted by Student Scholars for 9/11 Truth, and she acts like she doesn't know what it is. My husband, I don't know. But we all know she more than likely attended in 2006 in Canada. All right, let's play this little Clinton clip. Let me see if I can get the video for the viewers out there. Probably not. I'm not that good at it. All right, we'll hit play anyway. And boom.
Wait, whoa, whoa. Whoa, wait a minute, wait a minute. Wait. Look, look. This is the deal, folks. All these people that are paranoid about the world come and scream at me everywhere. All right, I'll answer. Okay, now wait a minute. You said you would go if I answered the question, right? You said you would go if I answered the question. You said you would go if I answered the question. You said you would go if I answered the question. All right, here's the answer. I happened to be in Europe then on my way to Russia. I was invited to go to Bilderberg by Vernon Jordan, a friend of mine and a genuine hero of the civil rights movement. And to the best of my knowledge, NAFTA was not discussed by anybody in my presence. I was talking to people who happened to be from Europe who did not give a rip about NAFTA. Number one. Number two. Okay? Number two, I tried to get labor and environmental standards in that agreement, but I couldn't because it was all negotiated when I got there. Number three, when I was president, we enforced our trade laws five times as much as the Bush administration did. We gained manufacturing jobs. Wait a minute. We gained manufacturing jobs in 6 of the 8 years I was president. They've lost manufacturing jobs in every year. We had 22.9 million new jobs. They've had 5 million. Family incomes went up $7,500 a year when I was president. They're down $1,000 now. We had almost 8 million people. So I was not. I had a very good time talking to those Europeans about European affairs and what was going to happen to Russia, but I was not somehow polluted by it into sacrificing America's economic interests. America did a lot better when I was president than they have in this decade, and that's the truth. Now, goodbye.
Ladies and gentlemen, the king of spin. It's unbelievable. The man can admit to going to Bilderberg, admit that this secret meeting sets policy in Europe and America, and the people cheer him like he is a god. Man, you're good, Clinton. You are slick, buddy. You had me tricked when you were in office. I'm not going to lie. I was a little more ignorant then. But, boy, you're good, man. You're really good. Did you hear the rabbit fans? Oh, Bill, you're so good. The economy. Meanwhile, he's a puppet of the elite. He ran coke for the Bush family in the 80s at Amina, Arkansas. It's time to wake up to reality. But according to Stern and his crew, conspiracies don't exist. And that's why we're going to play this second half of the clip of Rosie O'Donnell discussing World Trade Center Building 7 and Willie Rodriguez with the group over at Stern. Here we go.
I actually do. I do believe he acted alone. I asked Donald Inspector about it. It makes sense to me.
Well, that's okay. If it makes sense to you, that you know, look into it. Building 7, hit by no plane.
Can I tell you something? Fred went to the book depository, you know, where Kennedy, you know, where Lee Harvey Oswald did his thing, and he said, "You are so close. You were so close to that motorcade.
You could have thrown a rock at JFK and you would have killed him."
Really?
I was thinking about that whole 9/11 thing and the JFK thing. We get a lot of email about that. People saying, no, it's a conspiracy. I think when there's a catastrophic event that you have no explanation for, it just kind of takes you by surprise. I think psychologically,
can I tell you something?
You put it in the conspiracy box, and for some reason, it makes you feel better.
Can I tell you something?
Night.
I'm one of those people who thinks Lee Harvey Oswald knocked down Building Number 7.
But you know who you have.
But that's not to say that Lee Harvey Oswald wasn't doing it at the behest of somebody else.
The question is, why did the planes have to fly into the buildings first?
Well, here's something that you should do, Howard. You should get this guy, Willie Rodriguez. For 20 years, he was the janitor in Building 2.
Right.
He cleaned all the stairwells. He had the only pass key for Building 2. He let the firemen in and up. He was the only one with strong enough legs to do it. The firemen were stopping. They had all this stuff on their back. This guy has gone on every country and talked about what happened to him, what he heard before the planes, the people who were burned in the basement, why they were burned when a plane hit the top.
Hmm.
I think you need to get him on the show.
His all right, I will.
Rodriguez. All
right. Are you friends with Britney Spears?
All right, so he says he's going to have Rodriguez on. Willie, please contact Howard. I'd love to hear you on Mr. Stern. I think you'd be a great guest. I think that your story may have them actually question the official version. You know, the one thing I can't agree with Fred on, and I'm a big fan of the Stern Show, I've grown up with it, is that this somehow makes me feel more comfortable that my government may have been involved, that we haven't been told the truth about 9/11. No. I was a lot more comfortable when I thought it was dudes in a cave over in the desert that we could bomb. A lot more comfortable. In fact, I lost weeks of sleep. I have now dedicated my life to exposing the lie that is 9/11 because our entire foreign and domestic policy has been based on that lie. And I feel no such comfort in the fact that Cheney allowed the Pentagon attack to happen. I feel no such comfort that the insider trading went back to U.S. interests. I feel no such comfort that FBI whistleblowers like Robert Wright, John O'Neill, and others were silenced before and after 9/11. I find no comfort in that. With that being said, let's start to take some calls. Let's go to our first caller in Colorado, Steve. Steve, are you with me?
Yeah, hi there. I had questions on some things that you had mentioned. Who was the associate editor of, I guess it was maybe the New York Times, Donald Graham, Donald Graham's newspaper. Who was the associate editor that you said went to Bilderberger in 02?
I'm not quite sure. Jim Tucker might have mentioned that. If Jim was still here, I'd have him answer the question. I'm not sure who that associate editor was.
Oh, okay. All right. And then do you know who it was that Reagan was going to initially pick as his vice president? Certainly not Bush.
No, it wasn't Bush, but I'm not quite sure. I have seen a couple clips of their debates when Bush was still in the running for the presidency, and they seem to have some pretty different viewpoints. And as far as I know, it was the powers that be that said, look, you got to take this guy as your running mate. And, I mean, if you look at George H.W. Bush's history, he supposedly becomes the head of the CIA out of nowhere. Then he's thrust into the position of vice president under an actor for 8 years, and then into the presidency. And then the next guy who becomes president is the guy who was running drugs from Mena, Arkansas for him. Okay? I mean, that stuff is crazy to me. I don't know if you're familiar with the Continuity of Government Program or Shadow
right,
Government
go.
Program, but that was started by the National Programs Office in the early 80s. And guess who our shadow government president was back then? It was none other than George H.W. Bush, as reported on by CNN. And Cheney has been in the succession program since its inception, and I truly believe that, at least for public consumption, he still is the upper echelons of this shadow government.
Okay. Let's see. Also, you had mentioned earlier about, I think you said a guy by the name of Carl Cameron had a story on the filming of the first aircraft going into the World Trade Center?
Well, what Carl Cameron and Britt Hume did was they did a four-part series on the people that had been detained before, during, and after 9/11, and those people were actually part of the detainees. Now, they don't mention the recording of the attack themselves. They go more into the ring, what the FBI had to say about it, how they had a classified role in 9/11, how this Israeli spy ring was using art students, how it had infiltrated the FBI, the CIA, the Secret Service, the DEA, all these different departments, and that they had done so earlier in the late 90s to the Los Angeles Police Department and basically compromised all these people, and they did so through Amdocs, Converse, and this front as Israeli art students. Now, they also used urban moving systems, who these other people who were detained were connected to. I would suggest typing in Israelis detained or Israelis record first attack, and you can actually watch them admit on that television show that they were there to record the event.
Okay, and then the last thing is, do you know of any particular videos that actually have any footage of the first aircraft hitting the World Trade Center?
There are two videos of what hit the World Trade Center, the first aircraft. There is, of course, the famous Naudé Brothers film,
okay.
where the firefighter is sitting there looking for a gas leak or something, and then they film it first. And then there was another gentleman who was on the freeway just kind of taping, and you can barely see the plane. You see like a little dot, and then the tower explode, and a little bit of a zoom in, but you really can't make much out of it. Now, as far as I know, this third tape that the Israelis took has still been classified and has never been released.
I see. Okay, well, thank you very much.
You got it, Steve. Thank you for the call. Let's go to John in Ohio. John, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi. Before I get to my point, you're absolutely right. It's far from comforting to think that a military-industrial media oil corporation complex is running our lives, is killing millions of people around the world, lying to us, threatening us, and will even kill the president. That kind of a throwaway line has been used by everybody. It's so tiresome. But what I wanted to really mention to Jones, Alex Jones, if you could pass it on, the local station, your AM, that runs his show has abruptly flushed him down the toilet after he built up an audience and ratings for them, and has, of all people, substituted this vile neocon, the worst of them, Michael Savage, his absolute opposite ideologically. And this Canton station, Canton, Ohio station, is WCER. And if anyone wants to call him, I give the phone number to complain.
I would say post it, and we'll post the story over at Infowars.com. I don't want to give it out over the radio.
Okay,
WCER
Radio, Canton, Ohio. And I also wanted to mention that the lies were being told that at least in halfway fashion have been brought up by McClellan.
You know, it has, I think, much more a powerful interest coming from someone like him, even though it's halfway. Because I got to think there's this kind of split you're talking about, that even people that are loyal mouthpieces for these crazies in the White House are not willing to go to the point of an attack on Iran. And this absolutely does destroy some more of his credibility. And I think there's a real need to ring the alarm bells, as even Ray McGovern said on the Jones program a while back. A country like Israel, which is so heavily involved, along with our own military-industrial complex, knows it can get away with virtually anything if it can bomb an American ship, murder American soldiers, and get away with it throughout all of these years with Republicans, Democrats, and the media. And in that kind of a situation, I think the exposure of Israel's crimes has to be broken through in the media, this kind of sacred cow status that it has. David Worms recently also left the administration, said that Cheney was trying to get Israel to attack Iran so that we could use them to launder our own attack when they had to retaliate against Israel. You know, this valiant stalwart ally, so-called, of the United States has to be defended by the United States. This is one scenario that I think we have to knock down by knocking down the influence.
Well, there is no doubt that Israel is definitely a powerful arm of this, you know, military-industrial complex apparatus. I thank you for the call.
One more thing.
I just let him go by accident, folks. I'm sorry about that. But WCER over in Canton, Ohio, getting rid of Jones for Michael Savage. That makes me a little nauseous. I mean, Michael Savage is just about the worst of the worst. I mean, I guess Limbaugh might be a little bit worse, but Michael Savage, no good, folks. Talk about your lies. Talk about just blind support of the power structure. That is Michael Savage. All right, let's go to John in Alabama. John, are you with me?
Yes, Jason. Shouts out to you and the other guys involved in Loose Change.
Thank you.
There doesn't seem to be a discernible 9/11 truth movement here in North Alabama, but there are a number of patriots. One of them is running for the House of Representatives seat vacated by Bud Kramer. He's a fellow named George Barry. He asked another one of the candidates if they supported the SPP, and he does not. And also, he wants to end the war in Iraq. So I'd like to encourage anybody listening in the North Alabama region who might be able to be voting for him today to support George Barry.
All right. Well, John, thank you very much for the call. And, John, I hope you do get involved in some kind of 9/11 truth movement, because it only takes a handful of people to get something started. WeAreChange.org, you know, TruthAlliance.net, you know, TruthAction.org. These are all grassroots organizations for the younger folks, student scholars for 9/11 truth. That's SST911.org. You can get involved. You can be the change you want to see in the world. That's why I love Luke Radowski. Luke's going to be down in Chantilly, Virginia, checking out Bilderberg this year. He's one of my heroes. I mean, he stands up for what he believes in. He believes in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and he believes that we should be free. What a novel idea. He believes that the truth should come out. And there are truth tellers everywhere in this country. They don't get the exposure that they should. You know, Jesse Ventura going around is a great thing. Ron Paul, a bestseller on the New York Times list, the number one guy, can't get booked on a talk show. You know, sure, he's getting booked on these alternative media shows all over the place. But where is he on Oprah? Oprah, why haven't you had Ron Paul on? What's going on? You need to have Ron Paul for an hour. Introduce your viewers to Ron Paul. What are you, scared of liberty? Are you scared of freedom? I mean, a book titled Ron Paul, A Revolution, A Manifesto, is the number one book in the country. It boggles my mind, yet the mainstream media just sits there, acts like it doesn't exist, ignores it. And that's largely what they did to the 9/11 truth movement before Loose Change came out. And their inboxes were just cluttered with people saying, hey, take a look at this movie. Hey, you need to take a look at this information. And then, you know, they went on a discredit campaign. They went after the weakest claims in Loose Change. They misquoted us. They got Wally Miller to recant the story he had told for over a year, that there were no bodies. That there was nobody on the scene at Shanksville, Pennsylvania, that they didn't even need a coroner because there was nothing to do. You know, they got this guy to flip, to turn. I mean, he says he was misquoted. Come on. I saw him on the ABC special a year afterwards clearly saying that there was no bodies. We went and interviewed the mayor of Indian Lake. He said he wouldn't have known a plane had crashed there unless someone had told him. That's kind of odd, don't you think? When you're on the scene of a plane crash in an open field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, you happen to be the neighboring town's mayor, you get there and there's no plane, it's wild. It's outlandish. And I don't know what it's going to take to wake people up in this country. I really don't. Hopefully it's going to take InfoWars doing this new television network. You know, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. Well, the new TV network, maybe that's the boost in the arm we need, and that's why we need people to continue to give. This money bomb's not over until Friday. Final segment on the other side. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmes. We'll be back after this.
With the hot and muggy season upon us, most people shut their windows to stay cool. The problem is, the air you breathe inside your home is not as clean as outdoor air. And who wants an ugly, plastic, noisy air purifier taking up space in their beautiful home? Well, there is an alternative. Himalayan crystal salt lamps from Ionic Salts. These lamps are handmade from the most prized salts on the planet. With so many various lamps to choose from, your home will look good and you'll feel great. Visit IonicSalts.com today to see for yourself the true beauty of Himalayan crystal salt lamps. Ionic Salts also carries gourmet table salts and a wide variety of bath salts for even more relaxation. Ionic Salts provides free shipping along with a 15% discount on orders of $100 or more. Offered exclusively to GCN listeners by entering coupon code GCN. GCN. Visit IonicSalts.com. That's IonicSalts.com. Ionic Salts. See the beauty, breathe the difference.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Can a magnet relieve pain? Can a magnet kill bacteria? Can a magnet address your health concerns? Lion Legacy has the answer. Lion Legacy has been around for 17 years and has coined the phrase properly designed therapeutic magnets. Lion Legacy offers therapeutic magnets that are used by people all around the world with great success. These are not everyday magnets that are designed to hold a report card on the refrigerator. No, these magnets are nothing like you've ever seen. What makes them different? What makes them unique? Well, the poles are separated to deliver the healing energy of the North Pole and are large enough to deliver an effective force field. They're so durable that if you happen to drop them, they won't lose their strength. There is nothing more natural and safe than magnetic therapy. Lion Legacy has developed a line of supplements that improve the effectiveness of the magnets even more. For more information, visit lionlegacy.com or call 800-778-5731. That's 800-778-5731. Or go to lyonlegacy.com today.
Back. It is the Alex Jones Show, final segment. Alex is off to Bilderberg. I'm nothing but excited. I am Jason Burmes. I'm going to be your host for the next few days. I want to let you know that the rebroadcast starts in only 6 minutes over at Infowars.com. Plays on a four-hour constant loop. You can check out Alex in the first hour, Mike Rivero in the second hour, Richard Cook in the third hour, and, of course, Jim Tucker not so long ago. I got this stack of news. I just want to go through some of it real quick before I take my final caller. The Mail Online is reporting that parents are now going to have to give their biometric thumb scan to go pick their kids up at nursery schools, and this is going on in Kent, apparently, and parents are told they won't be able to come and get their children unless they want to be part of this database. That sounds great. Well, let's be part of a biometric database to come pick up our kids. That's a great idea. Let's just give up all of our info. Good stuff right there. Then, of course, the standard new equipment where soldiers are able to see through walls, and now police officers are able to see through walls. And then Time Warner running a new plan out in Beaumont, Texas, where they're going to try to charge users for the amount of information that they download off the Internet. Now, this is going to be troublesome for someone like myself who likes a lot of audio and visual content. They're going to try to charge $1 per gigabyte of overusage. So let's say the standard movie is around between 700 megabytes and a gig and a half. If I do that too much, if I get too many movies from the Internet, or if I get too many MP3s or radio shows from the Internet, or even high-quality downloads that I grab from FTP sites for my work, in other words, uncompressed video, apparently I'm going to start to be penalized. And this has been the plan all the time, to get the Internet out of the hands of the people, to restrict it further and further and further, and eventually bring in Internet 2 when the servers crash, where we'll all have to biometrically scan and be identified when we enter the Internet. It will be a small handful of corporations and universities that are in control of the Internet, and if we're lucky, we'll be able to have a subdomain page. It sounds like a wonderful idea. All right, let's take our last caller. Let's go to Jason in California. Jason, are you with me?
Yes, I am. Long time, first time. I just wanted to ask you, Jace, I haven't heard in a while, but I was wondering if and when your Loose Change film is going to come out to the theaters.
I wouldn't bet on it. I mean, we went through so many things to try to get that into theaters and talk to people at Paramount, talk to Mark Cuban's company, obviously spent some time with Charlie Sheen. We had one thing on paper that gave us really no guarantees, no creative control whatsoever.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, when we saw that, and not only that, but they also wanted to own the second edition of the film, and they wanted us to take that off the Internet altogether. Now, I'm sure you know that it's such an Internet phenomenon that would have been virtually impossible for us to do, and then we would have had to indemnify them against that, against it being posted on the net. So they really made it utterly impossible for us to be able to put this out into mainstream theaters. And really, unfortunately, I have not seen anything from Magnolia Pictures or 2929, the main company that we discussed this with, that they've promoted any of this hardcore material. I mean, they had Redacted. It was barely around. So I would hate to see Loose Change shelved. I mean, you can watch the final cut for free right now on Google Video, and I encourage people to do so. Have you seen the final cut yet, Jason?
I have. I think it's great.
Well, thank you, man. And, hopefully there's going to be a slightly different version coming out, a little bit more well-edited, but we're going to be giving it away for free again, man. You know, you can check it out probably a higher quality over at Prison Planet, but it's going to be on Google Video. We're here to share the info. This is the Alex Jones Show, folks, and we're just going to keep re-upping our efforts. Remember, the refeed starts in about 30 seconds. My website's loosechange911.com, prisonplanet.com. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.